Welcome to the realm of Daconia, where legends are born, myths are made, and adventure is as common as commoners. I'm your DM, Pete. Sup? I'm going to be everybody that's not anybody, anyone but me. I'm the one who's not you. Who's, okay, and to my left, I have...
Hey guys, I'm Rob. I'm going to be playing Merrick Copperkettle. He's a halfling fighter, and he's a short little dude. He's got tiny little swords, and he's got his faithful hound, Spayburn, which he rides into battle.
My name's Ben. I'll be playing Haxian Farshaper, changeling ranger, chaotic good. He does what he wants when it serves the greater good. He has a couple personas that he likes to slip into when things get a little dicey, but most of the time he'll just take his longbow or his rapier out and get the work done that way.
I'm Andy. I will be playing Belmont, a blue tiefling sorcerer, also neutral good. And
I'm Justin, and if you like walking stereotypes, I'm playing Grelkog, a Storm Herald barbarian who just loves to destroy things with his warhammer. But every now and then, the storm kind of acts up too and decides to kill people. He's not entirely sure why it happens.
I'm Sam. I'm going to be playing Gadriel, an Azimar Hexblade, Pact of the Blade Warlock, an Urban Bounty Hunter.
And I'm Carl. It's me, Pete. No, I'm just joking. No, but let's get into things. Are we all ready?
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
All right. Sure, yeah. Starting our thing again. Well, reading the letter. Read the letter that you guys got. Here we go. You've all received a letter from Larkin Hythor, Lord of Cliffside, asking you to embark on a small quest for which you will be handsomely rewarded. The quest is thus, as he wrote in his letter. Sail to the small unnamed island off the eastern shores of Thrale. There you will find the resting place of a lost item my family held dear for years. Bring it back to me, and I shall grant you a reward fit for such a task. Though I should declare plainly and clearly, should you choose to accept this offer, meet my naval captain, Crayman Mast, at the marina in Cliffside. He will provide passage across the sea to the island with food and lodging aboard his ship. Further arrangements have been made and will be explained by Crayman when you meet him. Good luck, and I await your return. Signed, Larkin Hythor. You and your newfound companion, compatriots, have been sailing with Crayman Mast for a week, and the island has just been spotted. Captain! Captain, there's a land, a hole!
I saw it first!
No, I'm the one. Who are you?
I totally saw it first. I'm Grelkog. I see everything first.
Justin, roll a deception check. First roll of the game.
Ooh. All right. We're looking at an 18 for deception.
Wow. How did you see that from that far? I have a spyglass and I barely spot. Wow. You've got 20 vision or something. If that's been invented. Wow. Anyway, Captain, there's land. Oh, you guys see this dude come out on onto the deck, and he comes out. Crayman Mast steps out. He's real well dressed, but it's kind of like nicer clothes, but they're definitely worn in. He's worn them for a while, and he steps out and he goes, "Ah, yes, we're here. Everyone, come out from your quarters, please. Well, we will talk about once we land." And everyone starts walking out. I'm going to say that the little halfling fellow steps out first. If you want to describe your character, Ron.
Merrick Copperkettle. He's this short, tiny little dude. He's a halfling. He's about 3 feet tall, about 40 pounds. Some people think of him as like the size of a medieval football. And he just comes walking out with his mastiff named Spayburn by his side. What the hell's all this yelling about? I was trying to take a napski in there.
No, we found land. No time for napskis. It's adventuring time.
I can't say over the railing. Somebody...
I got it!
And I hoist him up and I put him on my shoulders.
Oh, thank you. That's much appreciated. Wow, I can see a lot better from up here.
And then after that, I'm going to say that the SMR steps on deck from down below.
What's all the yelling about? I'm trying to sleep.
I just said... Wow, I thought I was talking loud enough for all to hear. We've spotted land. It's time to go. Time to talk what we got to do.
Apparently, you weren't that loud, apparently.
Did you hear me?
I heard you loud and clear, but maybe some people just don't have as good of ears.
Are you their spokesperson? Why are you doing... Let me talk to them. Let everyone else come on. As he's
you need to get up on my shoulders, too.
As he's
it's time for an afternoon siesta, sir.
That's what I was thinking. I'll totally go back and take another napski.
As this is happening, the tiefling steps on deck.
Did someone say napski?
Is everyone sleeping on my ship? Gosh, this is crazy.
Anyway, what's this about?
He's just feeling horny.
Is that a joke about my horns?
No, I'm just feeling horny.
Are you saying horny? Like you're hoarding items or like aroused?
I'd like to get down from his shoulders now.
No, at this point in time, after waking up, I usually like to go and play my horn that I used to have. I don't have it anymore.
Then your character steps on deck right now.
What the hell is going on up here?
Apparently we have found land.
Do you happen to have a horn?
Wait,
I'm hornless. I'm definitely hornless.
If you could describe what you currently look like.
The unhorned.
What I currently look like, then.
That's why I'm specifying, because I don't know how to
address you. When Haxine is not in his true form, with gray skin, white hair, and pupilless black eyes, he assumes the form of having brown hair, green eyes, with slightly elvish features.
So, like, looking like a half-elf?
Half-elfish, yeah. Kind of, but shorter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And your tiefling description real quick, too, Andy.
Oh, sorry. I am a blue tiefling with red eyes, pupilless. I have a forked tongue, kind of like a snake, and then I have jet black hair that is slicked back with my horns that go backwards, and I have a nice pointy tail. I'm about, 6'2", 185 pounds, typical average height and weight.
All right. Before we head out, I should say, well, I mean, well, we still have to get there first. Like, you guys are probably like 20 minutes from pulling up to the island at this point. You're booking. The wind is good. You're sailing along. All right, so I've been instructed to follow you on this endeavor, but it is quite up to you whether you want to bring a few of my men along or you just want to handle this on your own. I mean, you guys are the ones recruited for this. I was just responsible for getting you here.
Have you ever been on this island before?
Well, no. I was the one that spotted it originally, and then another set of my men went on with the boat, so there are men that know where to go. Otherwise, I could just tell you how to get there, or they could.
I mean, like, I don't want to be rude or anything, but if you've never been here, what good are you?
Do you own a boat? Like, that's what good I am. I brought us here on my boat.
I stare at my feet with a frowny face because I'm embarrassed.
Yes, that's what I thought. Don't come aboard my ship and insult me.
Excuse me, Captain.
Yes.
So, in our letter, we were told that you might give us some more information about the item that we are searching for. Is that something you can provide?
Oh, yes, I was told. It seems the object you're looking for is some sort of small box, a white, gold-embroidered lockbox, I assume. It must contain the item that Lord Hythor requires.
All right. Do you know what the item is inside?
Oh, no, I'm not at liberty to say. And if I did...
No, or you're not at liberty to say...
I'm supposed to say I'm not at liberty to say, but I also don't know if it makes you feel any better. Yeah, and that's that. Otherwise, it's just, I know that some of my men over there, and there's some dudes working on the rigging, like they're pulling up to the shore. They're the ones that ended up finding the entrance to this location on the island.
Well, if I might ask, what are they doing there?
My men on the island?
Well, yeah, what were they doing?
We found an island that hadn't yet been found, and we thought, hey, let's explore it. And I sent them out, and they found it.
Meh, okay.
Yeah, and it said, well, there's a something on the front of it that piqued Lord Hythor's interest, and he thought for sure that what he was looking for might be there. But you'll find that out once you get there.
Why didn't you accompany them?
Because I gotta stay with my ship. You think I'm gonna go walk around an island and get all sweaty? I gotta be here. Doing captain things. You wouldn't know. You're not a captain.
I'm also not a wuss.
Again, what you all? What is with you people and insulting me on my ship? I bring you over here and you're just laying down the insults. I don't appreciate that.
Listen, I don't have my horn and I'm kind of upset about it right now. I really want to be playing.
Did you lose that recently? That must sound a real recent issue.
No. It's not recent, and that's what makes it worse.
Oh, I see. Anyway, all right, and
you see me start mimicking playing a horn, but I don't actually have it in my hand.
The boat starts to lurch as you guys hit the shores. They're pulling in the pulling it with ropes, kind of aboard on the beach because there's nowhere to dock. It's like a ship, but it's not like a huge naval warship. It's like a ship, like just for like scavenging and scouting.
How did he get all of his stuff on here? I point to Merrick. He brought on like an entire like
Noah's Ark.
I don't follow. What do you? I haven't been below deck. What do you mean?
my third cousin on my mama's side. His name was Noah.
Did he have a really big boat?
No, we never had boats. We had these big wagons that we lived in. We
were rolling. Oh, so yeah, that's one of the things. That's one of the things that he brought out. He has like a wagon and like a bunch of animals.
You talking about my cart?
Didn't you have a donkey?
I do have a donkey.
You brought a donkey on board?
I got a donkey. I got a riding horse. I got a cart. I got my faithful hound, Spayburn.
Oh, my word. We're a zoo.
And this big old mastiff just comes trotting up beside me and then boom, just sits down on the deck.
Oh, magnificent beast. I do love dogs.
When the dog sits, do you, like, jump a little bit from just the impact?
Yeah, I just, like, shift a little bit and bounce up.
Oh, what a magnificent beast. Almost as large as I am.
That's not entirely true. You're, like, massive compared to my dog.
But I don't think he meant it literally.
Oh.
I said almost, not actually.
Anyway, why don't we get this journey underway? It's going to be getting dark. You guys should make your way out and maybe find... Or would you rather stay here and start the journey now?
Excuse me, Captain. I don't quite follow. Like, why am I going ashore?
Because this is where the item is, that you were sent for Lord Hythor?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you... You received a letter from Lord Hythor,
right? I received no such letter.
How did you... You have a riding horse, a mastiff, a donkey, and a wagon, and you weren't invited? How did you get on my... Jeremy! Jeremy, come up right now! And this little redhead dude comes up, he's like...
Hello? Yes, sir? Yes?
Did you let this man aboard with all his things?
Yes, sir, of course. Right before we left.
But why? He wasn't even invited!
I thought... Well, he's got a horse. Sir, he's got a horse. I thought maybe it was for the expedition.
We've already scouted the island, you buffoon! How could you... Oh, my God! If your Aunt Hilda hadn't gotten you this job, I'd throw you overboard this instant! Get out of my sight!
I'm sorry, sir.
He runs back downstairs.
Will you just ask if I was a changeling?
I may have just done that.
No. Are you a changeling?
Well, yeah. Didn't you see at the party last night?
I can't remember much of that party. I had so much ale.
There was a party last night? On my ship, and I wasn't invited. You see a lot of nervous workers in the back. I'm like,
To be fair, you also didn't know that you had a zoo.
There's a zoo on board this ship?
There is.
I wish I'd known that. I would have visited the zoo.
I'm starting to think I'm not the captain.
If we find animals on this island, can we bring them here?
Actually, it looked like me last night.
No, you cannot bring animals to my island. I mean, my ship from the island.
You own the island, too?
Get off
never
my
been
ship.
There.
Get off. Go with them. You see some
all right, all right.
Hop off the ship, Pirates of the Caribbean style, and run up on the beach.
Okay, you guys hop off. Make a break your ankles check to see if you... No, I'm just joking.
Break your ankles check.
Just jump off the ship onto the beach. No, so
badass changeling. Weak ankles.
Come this way, Achilles. No, we all. So you guys get off the ship, and two dudes you recognize from the party that apparently happened night before are over. They come over. They go, "Yeah, dudes, come on, guys, we gotta go this way. That was freaking awesome last night. Yeah, we're gonna journey with you. We're the guys that found the cave. My name's Brad, and this here's Kyle. Yeah, we're gonna show you the cave, dude."
I'd like to walk up to them and shake both their hands. Brad, Kyle, my name's Merrick Copperkettle.
They refuse your, formal handshake, and they do the bro thing, and they pull you in for a bro hug.
I'm only 3 feet tall, so I guess they pull me in for a bro hug, and I just, like, kiss their thigh.
They pretty much pull you into their thigh. They pull you into their thigh. You kind of, like, lift off the ground for a moment, and then they set you back down.
Yeah, little dude, I remember you. Oh, yeah.
What? Well, I don't remember you, but I guess it was a good time if I don't remember any of it.
Yeah, man, it was awesome.
Oh,
Well, I'm going to need some help getting my cart, my donkey, and my horse, and my dog all off this here ship.
Oh, yeah, we did it the first time. We'll do it again. And you see that there's already a raft with your animals coming from behind, like, the back of the ship toward the shore.
All right, well, I'm just going to go get my things from my cabin, and I'll be all set and ready to go.
All right. Anybody else need anything before we go? Wait,
I got a cabin on the full disclaimer. I got a whole room. Lodging
and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Where have you been sleeping?
It's not really a cabin. He's been sleeping with your donkey.
I'm still confused as to how he got a cabin, though. He just ousted somebody from their actual cabin.
Oh, yeah. Wait a second. You weren't even invited. How did you get a cabin?
Well,
there's definitely a spare cabin that no one was using, and it was like a storage closet. And you just like moved everything into the hallway,
and then storage closet.
You just moved all the storage stuff into the hallway, and then walked in and took the room.
Come to think of it, I was sleeping right up next to this broom and a couple coats that were hanging there. For all I know, it might have been a broom closet. Hell, I don't know.
He thought he was on bunk beds. It was really just a storage shelf. That
would be an average size room for someone like you, I guess. You know,
I suppose so.
I don't know what it's like to be a little dude. These guys are humans.
Slept on one of the everyone hotel on board is a human that they wheel around.
Well, everything's a lot bigger.
Yeah, it's fine. You guys gotta do anything before we go. I mean, we could actually just rest here the night and then leave tomorrow morning, or we could just go make camp. I say we go now, make some camp. We'll tell some stories. No, we don't have to cap them breathing down our necks. We don't have to have secret parties. We can just have a party.
I like the way you think.
Oh, great. All right, let's do it. Let's
I'll second that. I'm all set to go.
Well, you're the third, man. He already said it, dude.
Oh, well,
I don't know. I can't count, man.
How far down do we got to go before we can make camp?
Oh, just around the riverbed? No. you see a patch of trees, and there's like a clearing after that. So it's like pretty just right after the beach. It's like not far.
Okay.
You could walk there in 20 minutes.
Let's go.
And you can make camp. All right, so you guys set off. Does anyone need to do anything before they leave?
Nope. I'm assuming I grabbed all my stuff from my room, or wherever the hell I
you,
was.
You had a room, yes. You I were invited.
Okay.
Even though Rob doesn't think he's invited, he was actually invited. He just didn't get the letter, I guess. I don't know.
I don't really
unless you
have
just
a
never, you know, he never got
it. Did I get one?
Your dog gave
it. It's all right. It's canon it now. It's canon. It's canon. It's canon. You're going to stick with it.
Oh, it's okay. Canon. Something happened.
I like to think that his dog ate it.
It just like his homework. So you guys set off, and...
Spayburn, did you have my letter? Shit, this dog's been eating my homework my whole life. That's why I failed out of school. I had to become a bounty hunter.
That's just the first You're a bounty hunter too?
You're also a bounty hunter?
I sure am.
What's your name again?
Gadriel.
Oh my god, Gadriel. Never heard of you. But nice to meet you.
You too.
Alright, I'm ready to go now.
Alright, right this way, my dudes.
I need help. I can't get up over the railing. Somebody's got to help me.
We're already off the ship.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm spacing out something.
We're on the beach, man.
I don't know what's going on.
Look down. You're in ankle-deep water.
Oh, shit. There's sand between my toes.
How'd that get there?
Dude, you're still drunk, aren't you, man?
I'm just going to sit the next few plays out. So I've got to get my bearings.
I'm going to make an investigation check and see if he's still drunk.
You make an investigation check?
Yeah.
Go for it. He's still drunk. He's an 8. You can't really tell. He might always look drunk. Maybe that's just the way he goes about himself. So you guys get through the trees. You set up a little camp. Everyone's got their own kind of tents going on. Even if you don't have one, courtesy of the ship, they brought them along. Kyle and Brad brought them along. And you guys set up a little spot. And you're just sitting around the campfire for now. You guys would like to do anything or say anything before everyone just goes to bed? Kyle and Brad are just kind of stoking the fire. Brad's smoking a doobie.
let their cigar smells like skunk. What is it?
Oh, take it, man. You gotta do it. Yeah.
Like, do I just suck on it like a straw?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, I'm gonna.
What's a straw?
Well, you don't know what a straw is?
No. I mean, like, in the field? Like,
well, no, it's kind of like a reed. Like, you pull it out of a pond, like, you can breathe through it sometimes, and we just stick it in our beverages. That's how I sip my ale. On kind of, the mug's too big for my face, and it dumps all over the front of me, so I gotta sip it through a piece of...
This is a revolutionary discovery, man. That's awesome. Oh, I love it. Yeah. We gotta have a... Yeah. He's just licking off, and he's high.
Right, I'm taking a hit of this here thing.
All right, make a constitution check real quick. Because this is a hefty hump of the devil's
lettuce. Devil's lettuce? Devil's
lettuce. That there's a 10.
There's a 10? You definitely feel it, but it's not, like, overbearing.
Ooh. I feel kind of warm and fuzzy. And I look over at the guy with the horns on his head, and I think I might see three of them. my dog's looking at me funny, and for a second there, I thought it could speak words to me. I don't know.
Is everything okay? You're looking at me like I have three horns.
Do you have three horns?
Do you have three horns?
I have two horns.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was never really good at math and the whole edumacation thing. I kind of flunked out of school.
You don't know how to count to two?
I'm pretty sure he One. Thought your two horns were three.
Yeah, that's it.
I stand up, shake my head, and go to bed.
I'm right behind him.
Alright, so Gadriel. I almost want to say Gabriel. Gadriel and Haxian get up and go to bed. Are you guys just hanging out the fire? Or you guys going to bed too?
I'll take the first watch because he is stoned out of his mind.
Alright, I mean, dude, we don't. As far as I can tell, when we charted this place, we didn't really have to scout it. There's really nothing on here. Like, kind of weird how there's only birds, you know, like real small birds, seagulls, and.
Well, and that's the reason why I don't trust it. I'll take the first watch.
Oh, all right. All right, man. I'm going to go to bed. And this is Brad talking. I know they sound exactly the same. Kyle's still stone staring off. And Brad's just like, yeah, man, I guess I'll take after you. I guess if we're going to do that, if you really don't feel like we can trust the area.
Well, what my blunt friend is trying to say is that you left this island how long ago? And you have no idea what's been happening here since. So you don't know if bandits or raiders have taken over the island.
Back. We were only there. Oh, yeah, I guess it's been like a month. Yeah. All right. Yeah, man. All right, I guess you're right. Could be crazy stuff on this island now. All right, let's do it.
How many watches are we doing per rest? How do you guys want to do this?
Yeah, honestly.
I mean, if you want to break it down into 2-hour time blocks and.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
We could theoretically. We could just do that. Does anybody. 10 hours and have each person take two so I don't have where everybody gets eight.
Sure.
Okay. Sounds cool. Good. Works for me.
So you'll take first.
I'll take first. Yep.
For the sake of brevity, you all take watch and nothing happens. Okay. So you wake up the next morning. Brad's like, oh, yeah, I told you, man. Look at it. Ain't nothing go. Oh, shit. Bird shit on my tent. I guess you were right. I should have stayed up.
I watched it happen.
You didn't even scare me away. Dude, come on. Party
foul, I said man. I was taking watch. And I took watch.
All right, come on, right this way, man. We got to get here to this this cave. We found it. I mean, it's more of like a, I don't know if it's some kind of tomb or something. I'm not really, you know, I just kind of sail around. I'm not used to exploring land, but come this way. And you guys hike for about 3 hours further in, and eventually you hit what looks like just a big set of stone doors set into kind of almost like a hill. But it's kind of like cliffy rocks, more rocks than giant rock formation than a hill. But
just a question about the island: is it like dense forest jungle, or are we on Madagascar, or are we like on Easter Island?
Yeah, like was I bringing Easter my island, cart so. And horse and donkey? And
if you
dog.
Said you brought them, then they've just been coming along. It's wide enough; like there's just a couple okay. trees here and there. It's not like a dense forest. It's like trees, grass, trees. You could easily dodge. Patches of trees if you didn't want to bring a wagon or cart through.
All right, I'm bringing the whole zoo with me.
Looking at the doors, you could probably fit them, but it would be kind of challenging.
Well, I'll leave them outside. I just mean from the beach.
Because we were here. All right, gotcha. Then you brought the whole zoo with you. I mean, if you didn't, they would just be sitting on the beach without you. They weren't even on the ship.
I'd like to find a place to park my cart and tie up the donkey and horse. And
there's totally trees nearby.
All right, cool.
Watch out, that's a handicap tree. Can't park there.
Oh, shit, you're right. Wait, hold on. I think I can. I rummage through my bag and I find this little blue sign with a dude in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to hang it on the front of my cart so I can park here in the handicapped tree spot.
You hang the handicapped parking sign on your cart. You tie it on a rope and you toss it on the horse's neck. He's got a handicapped.
It's not mine. It's my grandma's. Sometimes she rides with me in the cart, but I'm going to use it just this once.
I'm going to leave this here.
You do not have to walk nearly as far as everyone else to get to the front door. You parked right on
I'd like to reach into the back of my cart, and I'm gonna pull out this dog-sized saddle. I'm gonna strap it onto Spayburn, and I'm gonna hop up onto my puppet dog, and I'm gonna ride on into the cave when you guys go in.
Are the doors still closed?
The doors are closed, and I go, yeah. Well, I mean, we came here. We didn't even we didn't do anything with it. We just were like, hey, this is worth mentioning to the captain. We don't get paid enough to investigate.
So wait, you never found the box? You just think it might be in here?
Where did you guys get hired for? Did you think you got hired to pick up a box and walk it back? If we found it, man, we would have grabbed it. Are you serious right now? Who is this guy? He's asking. I heard you on the deck earlier asking questions like that. Who even are you, man?
Man, the NPCs are really doing a good job of making valid points here.
It's almost like they know something we don't.
Is there anything on this door?
It is just... sealed up, but next to the door, now that we're staring at it, is a small sign written in. Come in. It's completely readable by everybody. So it says, "Turn back. Do not enter this cursed place. He who forgoes this warning, be damned to the ninth hell, never to return."
Oh, shit, the ninth hell.
There's an exclamation point, so you know they're serious. Whoever wrote this.
Anybody want to tell me what that thing says?
Is the door unlocked?
Illiterate? What?
Are you illiterate?
If illiterate means that I don't know how to read, then yes.
Is the door unlocked, or is it locked? Can we tell if it's locked?
That's a good idea. Why don't we give her a good old push?
You have to interact with it before you just
all right. Know if it's... All right. I try to push it open.
Eric.
I'll do an investigation check.
Like, okay, make a strength check. It's a big door. I'll say that. If you just push on it, like, just gently, like it's a normal door, it won't open. It's not a saloon door.
Wait, so it's just a general strength check?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's strong, but I guess he doesn't put much oomph into it, so it's going to be a 12.
You still push the door open.
Oh, yeah, excellent.
You push the door. It pushes open, and the light comes inside. You guys just see kind of like dust is puffed up as you open the door because the wind's blowing in. And if you open them both doors or just like the one?
I'll open both.
Okay, you open both doors, just kind of muscle them open. Slowly, you roll a 12. But everyone's like, wow, he looked a lot stronger than that. You open the doors.
Next option was the hammer.
You just see a small walkway into what looks like a larger room with some natural light inside.
And in some places. You have effectively just doomed us all to the ninth circle of hell.
Brad and Kyle.
Listen, if there's anything that's evil in there, I am going to destroy it.
All right.
Everything eventually gets pummeled if you hit it long enough.
It's a good mentality to have.
In my field of work and all my experience, I would have to agree with you. This one time I had a little hammer and I smacked a squirrel with it.
A squirrel, dude?
What'd that poor squirrel do to you? It didn't want to join your zoo?
It was going for my nuts.
Oh, dude. Well, that's messed up, man.
Did you at least name it?
All
right. A hammer? Or the squirrel?
The squirrel.
Or his nuts?
All three.
Nah, I didn't get around to doing that, sorry.
I would have named it Nutcracker. The squirrel.
That's a good idea. Maybe I'll do it next time.
I think the hammer should be called Nutcracker. That makes it better.
I think we should go in this cave.
Yeah, I'm going to do an investigation check. Are there any squirrels in the cave?
You want to roll an investigation?
Might as well. I haven't done the first roll. Might as well roll something.
Just make a perception check.
I'm like crying.
Let the record show that his first roll is
checking for squirrels. So wait, are you looking for anything or explicitly checking for squirrels?
I'm explicitly checking for squirrels.
There, what did you roll?
Oh, this is not good. You said perception check?
Mm-hmm.
I got a 6.
Okay, there is no squirrels in this cave, to your knowledge.
The cave is squirrel-less. You can put the hammer away.
I put my hammer back in my bag.
guys, what are we doing? Come on, let's go. Brad starts running in, and as soon as you see him walk inside, the floor collapses beneath his feet, and he falls in, and you hear what sounds to be the noise of multiple spots piercing flesh. And if you all approach and look down, Brad very much is impaled a bunch of times in a spike pit.
It's about 10 Are you all right down there?
I think he's up Brad above.
He's just calling him. He's like, that one. And he's like,
oh my god, Brad. Like, Brad. Hold on there, buddy.
Are there any rocks nearby?
How big of a rock?
A rock that I can barely pick up.
Sure, yeah, there's a big rock nearby.
He's not making it.
I go to pick up the rock.
Wait, no, Grailcock, hold on, we can save him. We can save him. Don't. Pummel him with a rock.
He's losing so much blood as you guys are talking.
Where is he impaled? Like, is it vital organs?
There's a couple through his chest, one through his abdomen, one through his leg.
I'm putting him out of his misery.
This is the merciful thing to do. He's not making it.
We need a chance to save him, please. I can do this.
Whoops.
And I drop the rock.
You just hear, and you just hear even more, like, gross guts splattering.
Did I drop? I hope I dropped it on his head. I wanted it to drop on his head because this dude's not making it out of there alive.
All right, quick, make a dexterity check.
Is this rock big enough to, like, clog up the hole so we can walk on it?
No. It
fell down. I'm gonna crit.
You crit?
Natural 20.
His head explodes. His brains are everywhere. Kyle's like, oh! And he starts throwing up in the hole. And the puke is just going all over Brad. He's like, Brad.
It's okay. He's in a better place.
The great big ranger in the sky, man.
I mean, he might be in the ninth circle of hell, but it's okay.
Oh,
I always thought the ninth circle was farther down.
Oh, shit, you're telling me that down there is hell? Oh, Brad, what did he do to get down there? He must have done something really bad.
He smoked the devil's lettuce.
Oh no. I gone down smoked it too. Well, shit, Grailcog, you might as well drop a rock on my head now. I'm a goner.
Belmont, to answer your question, there's two small ledges on either side of this pit now that it's fallen that you can walk across without having to jump over, but it's a 10-foot by 10-foot pit.
So
and
this
it goes
rock
10 feet down as well.
Gotcha. Okay, so this rock was nowhere near the size to cover
it. I'm going
to
take another rock, but a much smaller one, and just roll it across the space that we're able to walk over.
I said you can walk on either side of it easily.
There's a ledge. I'm still going to do it.
I don't trust this.
While he's getting the rock,
I don't want
to
join
walk around
my work.
Ledge and get to the other side.
Yeah, I'm going to walk around the other
side.
Is he
going to get a rock? Yeah. Are you all going to walk across?
He's walking towards one side. We all cross the other.
Okay.
Wait. All right. Yeah, I'll come join.
As you guys enter,
I am skipping rocks.
You enter and you're like rolling a rock, and you see everyone walking in, and you realize you're just doing something completely pointless, and you just drop the rock and go to the side. Kyle is still, he's just real quiet. He's like definitely out of character. Now he's super sad that Brad just got really, really dead. Kind of murdered in a way, but not really.
It was a mercy killing.
You guys enter and walk about 20 more feet before you enter a chamber that has some natural light coming through the spots. Like I said, this is kind of like a rock formation, so there's some small, like real small holes on the top, but enough to illuminate the room because there's enough of them.
Is it like an Indiana Jones kind of looking?
Yeah, it's all old, kind of
straight up Raiders
tombish looking place. Okay. Yeah, more like a old cave though than a tomb. It's not like really well constructed. It was obviously
gotcha.
Carved out.
Okay, so
but in the center of the room, it's pretty. Well, it's 20 feet long, 20 feet wide, and there's different passageways. There is six passageways that lead, like three on the left that kind of go right, right, straight, and then straight for the sake of not saying it right. I'm trying to say my directions. And then three on the other side, too. And there is, in front of each entranceway, there's a big circle in the middle. And in front of each doorway, there is a small, like, cylinders that come out of the ground with slits engraved into all of them that seem to correspond with the hallways upon basic inspection.
Okay, so center of the room, there's a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is a hallway, mm-hmm. and a cylinder in each around each thing.
The circle in the center has the cylinders kind of like built into it.
Oh, okay, I got you.
But they're clearly in front of each place. There's enough of them, they match the hallways, and you're kind of putting it together just based on looking at the room.
The circle in the middle, does that have any sort of discerning features of any kind? Or is it just literally a circle? Signs?
In the center of the circle is the inscription of what looks to be just like a dagger carved into the bottom, like right in the center of it.
Do any of us recognize what this dagger is, or does it just look like a dagger?
It looks like a dagger.
Nobody touched the dagger. It might be pointy.
It is a symbol of a dagger.
Wait, which one?
Listen, you have to start thinking like Kyle? A cave filled with traps now.
Brad. We lost Brad.
Brad ran in. And he's in the great big rager in the sky.
I thought he was in hell.
I'm the DM talking.
Oh. All of a sudden, we just hear an ominous voice around us.
He's all right, Kyle, go get him. I've got a rock.
Are you going to name your rock? I mean, you seem to like rocks.
What are you saying?
Did you see there's a
go check it out.
Go,
aren't you the guide?
I just told you I'd never been in here. Freaking Brad just came in and dropped them.
Hey, there are going to be no tears in this cave. Do you want to hold my hand?
Dude, it's real late. I've been crying since we walked in. You were like really low. I don't want to reach down there and grab your hand.
I grab Kyle's pant leg and I say, it's going to be okay, little buddy.
It kind of feels a little better.
I want to kind of walk back behind everybody and I'm going to do disguise self and I want to appear as Kyle.
Wait, Kyle.
Who's the dead one?
Brad.
I want to appear as Brad.
Okay.
And I want to appear, and then go walk over and talk to Kyle and say, dude, you should totally, you know, do this. And if anything bad happens, I got you.
Holy shit, dude! Oh my god, you're alive!
He gets so happy and he starts grabbing you. He's like, oh my god, how did you survive out of the pit? And he runs over to the pit and looks inside and he goes, Oh! He throws up again. What's happening? I'm seeing ghosts. Oh.
Do you change back now?
Not right away. I'm gonna say.
He's so
brave.
Confused.
Be brave. I'm gonna go back into the darkness and then quick change back.
You just step around a corner. The whole room.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. You find a dark spot. The room. There's dark spots.
Really upset right now that he just got faked out, that he came back to life.
Anybody else just see a ghost of Brad?
That's why I was talking.
I mean, I'm surprised I didn't lunge at it with my sword. But, oh well.
If it was a ghost, you probably would just, you know, go right through it.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Kyle, you gotta ask yourself, what would ghost Brad do? He'd go get the dagger.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he would, dude.
It's still a dagger on the floor. I still have been trying to say, don't touch the dagger.
You guys gonna come with me?
You guys do understand. It's a symbol.
I'll go.
I know
I'll
it's a symbol. I don't want to touch it.
Here. I'm gonna hop off of Spayburn.
Where do I go?
Here. Hopping off Spayburn. Spayburn, you stay here. Me and my new friend Kyle, we're gonna go check out that there pointy thing.
Spayburn sits down and just waits obediently.
Let's go, Kyle. I hold on to it. I put my hand in his pocket, and I pull out his empty pocket.
He's holding it inside our pocket.
Like it's his hand, because he won't hold my hand. And I say, come on, Kyle, let's go this way. See that dagger over there?
Which way do you go?
We're going towards the dagger.
The dagger is engraved in the floor in the center of the room. You're going toward it?
Yeah, we're going towards it. That's where we're going.
Still don't think this is a good idea.
You walk up to it.
I'm going to ready an action with a lasso.
You have a lasso?
I have 50 feet of rope.
Oh, okay. Is it tied into a lasso?
No, but I'm going
to He's doing that.
Oh, you're doing it right now.
That is my action. I'm tying a lasso and readying to save one and or both of them. If he can hold on to the pocket, I can save the surfer dude.
All right, let's do it. So you guys walk into the center, and you are standing over the dagger, and nothing is happening.
I'd like to investigate this little area, figure out what this is all about.
Okay, roll investigation.
Yeah, sounds like the idiot do the investigation check.
He's probably like really smart. What's your intelligence?
That there's a 13.
Okay, upon inspecting the floor, you kind of do a basic dust off of the floor, like you swipe your hand around, and you actually find that there are lines coming out of the dagger engraved into the ground that lead to each of the sort of pedestal looking cylinders.
Okay. How many are there?
There are six.
If I had to take a guess,
each cylinder is, we have to go into the doorway, get something out of the hallway, put it on the representing cylinder, and then something happens.
Does this look like a normal dagger imprint?
Yeah, just a picture of a dagger.
I'd like to pull out my own dagger and stuff it into the indented dagger.
In the floor?
In the floor.
It's like a big inscription. It's probably like...
Oh, it's like a big picture.
It's not like a... Sorry. Oh, wow. It's not dagger size.
It's like a 10 to 1.
It's not drawn to scale. Here. It's a big picture of a dagger.
Oh.
In the floor.
Never mind then.
I would like to go to the door on the left-hand side that's farthest... Yeah, that's closest to the entrance.
All the way to the left?
Yeah.
Knew someone was going to say go left first.
We always go left first. We got to continue. Left is always right.
Go left.
Yeah,
left is always right. Okay, so you're walking over the left door.
You have to go right, make three lefts.
Okay. You walk over, and there are a set of stone doors. These ones look smaller than the front ones. And they have, like, little handholds so you can push it open, it looks like.
All right, I push it open.
All right, you push open the doors. And inside... There are some torches lit in this room. You enter inside, looking around the room. On the left side of the room, there is a red chest that's closest to you, about 5 feet away as soon as you walk in. There is about 10 feet away from that on the left still is a purple chest. On the right, there is a blue chest and a gold chest on that side. So and on the end of the room, there's another door.
Total number of chests.
Four chests.
Four.
Red, blue, purple, gold.
Yes.
Hmm.
Okay.
Which one looks the shiniest?
The gold one.
I'm going to run straight towards that there gold one.
Can I catch him by the cuff?
You can. Yep.
I don't know. I'm pretty slippery.
Make a dex check. Make an opposed athletics just to see if you can book it.
I was hoping I could be more slippery instead of athletic.
Okay, then be dexterous. That's fine. Be dexterous.
I can make a strength check, but I guarantee you it's going to be a little poopy. On account of I'm only 3 foot tall and I have a strength of zero.
I'm sorry, just real quick. You said there was gold,
purple, blue, red.
Blue and red.
Gold, purple,
yes.
Blue, and red.
So they're arranged in like a square?
It's about a 30-foot little hallway, and they're on either side, and there's a 5-foot space between them, so it's like pretty enclosed.
Everyone listening at home, you're probably drawing this out and doing better than we are.
Yeah, I know, really. What did you get there, Merrick?
What am I doing?
You're trying to get away from him. He's trying to grab you.
Oh, yeah. Am I making a... What check am I making?
Athletics.
No, you're making a dex 30 check.
Oh, okay. All right. I rolled a 13 on that dex check.
That's a 23.
He super books it across. like little cartoon jumps up his legs and goes, trying to charge up. He touches the ground and it's off.
Well, I've always wanted to know what it would be to taste fried halfling.
That's quite disturbing. And I'll run over and I touch the chest and I open it.
You open the gold chest?
Yeah.
And inside the gold chest is... Immediately you see movement, and there is a purple snake slithering around inside this chest.
Oh, shit, there's a snake in this chest!
I will walk up to the purple chest and open it up.
You open the purple chest, and inside is a golden scorpion.
I'm going to run over to the blue one.
You open the blue. Everyone's running.
You open it up,
and inside is a red spider.
It's like Christmas morning.
Walk and open the red one.
You walk real cool. Like you're not even worried about this, and you open the blue one,
and he dies.
The red one. And you open that up, and inside is a snail with a blue shell and a blue body. They're just not the same shade.
Okay.
The shell's a little lighter than the blue snail.
Okay.
Are they alive?
They are alive. They're just hanging around inside.
We need to put the colored animals in their respective colored boxes.
I agree.
Be careful.
Well, hey, some of us got, like, scary-ass animals in here. and other people got stuff like... Anybody get a squirrel in their box?
Do you have protective, like...
I got a snail.
Do you have, like, protective gloves or something?
I mean, I'd like to unsheath my two short swords and try to, like, pick this snake up, like, chopstick style.
I guess like you're trying from not, a distance. You're just trying to pick it up?
I want to pick up the snake with my short swords.
Why don't we just pick up the chest and then dump it in the other one?
I don't think I can lift this box.
I'll grab my scorpion by the business end so he can't sting me.
So okay, you're gonna tail. Have to quick make, I guess, make like an animal in
arachnid
check here.
Yeah, because he's still got the front end with the.
Yeah, you're gonna have to make sure he doesn't jump you.
That's a nat 20.
Dude, yo, you walk up, this thing trusty with its life. He's like, hey, what's up, man? He doesn't speak.
He fist bumps you.
He seems really chill.
Claw bump.
Just kind of turns claws to the side.
Gold Scorpion just kind of lets you pick him up by the stinger. You notice as you pick him up, bring him closer to you, on the end of his tail is like kind of like a little white spot.
Okay.
So
I will walk over towards the gold chest, but I will not put the scorpion in until the other animal is out.
Okay. So you're waiting for that.
Can we pick the chest up?
Which chest?
Can we? I'm picking up the gold chest. I'm at the blue chest. Can I pick it up?
Yeah, you pick up the blue chest.
I
want
to pick up the blue chest because I have a red spider in it. I'm going to walk over to the red chest where Belmont is.
I'm going to pick up the blue snail.
And I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to have him hold the blue snail up. I'm going to dump my red spider in.
The spider is being a spider, and it's stuck to the box. You're going to have to shake it a little bit.
I'm going
to
shake it and kind of smack the bottom of it.
All right, yeah, so you guys take the Belmont takes a snail out. Gadriel puts the spider in the box, and the box shuts once you do that.
Mm.
Okay.
So?
All right. Looks like we got it, guys. If you want to put the snake in the scorpion box and the scorpion in the snake box, just take the – make sure there's not an animal already in there when you put it in.
All right, I guess I'll go pick up the snake. I'll reach my little tiny sausage links in there and pick them up.
All right, make a animal handling check.
Snake is pissed.
That's a 10.
That's a 10?
He can do it.
He can do it. Looking upset, but he starts to slither away, but you grab him.
That's okay. And then we'll say, oh, he's a little slippery bugger there. Hold on.
So you'll get along well with him.
I'm just going to straighten him out. Like I'll run my two hands along his body. And I hold him by the head, and I say, you ain't gonna bite me today, Mr. Slippery Snake, and I pet him on the forehead.
It seems soothed, but he doesn't
appreciate
it. If a
snake has a forehead, that's where I'm putting my finger.
I bro fist with the scorpion and place him into the gold box.
And I scorpion gives the scorpion piece out and goes into the box and the chuts.
Oh my goodness.
I put this snake into its corresponding box. Whatever that one may be.
You put it in the box, which had the scorpion.
So, I guess, was it in the purple box? It was the purple.
Yep. The snake was in the gold box, and you were trying to put the snake in the purple box.
Exactly.
We had to do a box swap.
Yeah.
We're doing the box swap.
You did a box swap, and it's good. And you guys already did the other box swap. As all the chests close, you see the door. You hear a sound of stone grinding on stone, and the door kind of slowly creaks open a little bit. Just kind of not all the way. But it does creak open.
Wow, look at that.
And Kyle goes,
oh, Grail Cog.
Nice, guys. I got it! You easily open this door. It's, like, not as heavy as the other ones. For someone of your stature.
Yeah, it's good.
It squeaks like that. It hasn't been oiled in a while. And you guys step through this door, and there is a small podium with a dagger that has a kind of specific blade curvature. That you can see sitting on the podium.
I take the dagger.
And you pick up the dagger.
I bring it over to the pedestal in the main room that's corresponding with this hallway door.
Okay.
And I stab it.
Stab it inside. Immediately the podium starts to turn sideways until the dagger turns sideways and it sinks into the floor.
Well,
it stops right as soon as it becomes level with the other surface.
There we go.
I think I figured it out, guys. I go over to the next door, the middle door on the left.
And you stop at the middle door on the left, and we will pick up at that with next session. If you're still listening, and you like this podcast, please go to our Facebook page, which is Tales from Dayconia on Facebook.
Better spell out Dayconia.
Oh, Dayconia, you are correct. What? Gadriel?
Gadriel?
Gadriel.
Why am I the only one? You can't remember.
Dude, I don't know. I want to say Gabriel so bad.
Camille. Okay.
Gabriel.
Portman. Pop-belly.
Camille Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay. Okay. Dayconia is spelled Dayconia. That is Tales from Dayconia, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
The story type of tale, not the thing hanging off your butt.
Not that tail.
T-A-L.
Yes.
Tail. Not the tail that Belmont has.
Rogue type of tail.
Yes, indeed.
Woo.
Yeah, so that's that. Also, if you want to send us any emails or want to contact us, we have a Gmail, which is talesfromdayconia@gmail.com. No spaces?
Okay. No
capitals in the important words, I think. It doesn't matter anyway on Gmail, I don't think.
Nah, it's all good. It's the same place.
I wouldn't know anyway.
You can capital every letter if you want to. Still come.
Still come to us.
Just put that cap locks and type it on there. All right, and that's it. Thank you for listening.
See you next time, guys.
See you next time. Woo! Woo!